everyone, welcome to 千里之外 A Thousand Miles. This is Estella, and this is our 81st episode for the show. 千里之外 was originally a quote from Mencius, describing an arrogant person who didn't want anyone to approach him, even from a thousand miles away. But our show is to bring everyone from far away to learn Chinese with us. In this 12-episode long series, we'll take a look at each one of the animals in the Chinese zodiac and the idioms associated with them. If you haven't listened to the story of the race to determine which animals would be represented and in which order, go check episode 71 to learn more about it. Today, we're nearing the end of the zodiac and talking about the rooster. Chicken in Chinese is ji, and rooster specifically is called gong ji. The idiom associated with this animal is he li ji chun, which means someone is easily distinguished or stands out from the crowd. Although he li ji chun has a positive meaning and is a compliment to a person, it came from a tragic story that happened in Xi Jin, the Western Jin. In episode 72, we introduced the idiom associated with the rodent, Lao Shu, and I briefly reviewed how the Jin dynasty was founded. You probably still remember Cao Cao, one of the most famous characters from the Three Kingdoms period. He was the founder of Wei Guo, whose prime minister, Sima Yi, took control of the country. Eventually, his grandson, Sima Yan, ruled over Wei Guo and changed the name of the kingdom to Jin, which came to be called the Western Jin, Xi Jin. Predictably, the Sima family had to contend with infighting and power struggles. One group tried to overthrow those in the west and built another power base in the east, which unimaginatively came to be called Dong Jin, the Eastern Jin. In the end, the Jin dynasty got spread out amongst the descendants of the Sima family and was a chaotic period that lasted for 155 years. I do recommend that you go listen to episodes 11 to 18 for the idioms and stories we introduced from the Three Kingdoms and episode 19 and 20 for the Western and Eastern Jin. Also, there is an important reference to one of today's main characters, Jin Hui Di, from our second special edition. As we described previously, Jin Hui Di, the second emperor in the Western Jin, was inept and not very bright. He lived a life of luxury and couldn't fathom the reality of normal people who were simply going about with their daily lives. There were internal rebellions all the time during his rule. Once, a loyal general named Ji Shao was on duty with Jin Hui Di when a brutal fight broke out. Ji Shao fought ferociously, and his performance truly stood out. With his skill and grace, it was just like a noble crane standing amongst a group of chickens, which is to say, He Li Ji Chun. Although Ji Shao died eventually in order to save Jin Hui Di from being shot by arrows, he left his legacy behind. He is the word for crane. Li comes from Zhan Li, to stand. And Ji is chicken. Chun simply means a group. So He Li Ji Chun is used as a metaphor for someone who appears great by comparison when you look at all of those around them. A similar English phrase is head and shoulders above the rest. An example of He Li Ji Chun in daily use could be 弟弟又高又帅在人群中鹤立鸡群很好认。My brother is tall and handsome. He really stands out in a crowd. Another example could be 总经理说你这次的提案鹤立鸡群是整个公司 做得最好的。The manager said that you really distinguished yourself from all the rest with your proposal. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the story and gained insight into how 鹤立鸡群 can be used in Chinese. The content was from the JReferences and scripted by Mandarin X. 中文课 Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more Chinese learning. See you next time!